This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42.
Puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan.
What up?
If you haven't heard already, it's smooth sack summer. When you're playing in the summer sun, make sure you escape from pubes to bum.
Nice.
That's right. This is a summer to keep your balls cool while still looking hot with Manscaped. The leaders at Below the Waist Grooming are making sure we all have a ball this summer by giving our pants partners everything they need to stay fresh. So dive headfirst into smooth sack summer by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with our code K100. Now, I used to shave my balls with a razor, and I get nicks and cuts sometimes. It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, that's risky business.
But now our friends from Manscaped have provided us with the ultimate package. It's called the Performance Package 4.0, and it has everything you need to prepare for that summer bod. Our favorite product, we've spoken about this many times, is the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer that features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 is a 7,000 RPM motor, a new multifunction on-off switch that can engage a travel lock, and gives you the ability to turn the 4,000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for more precise shave, and it's waterproof. You can do it in the shower, the pool, you can do it in the bathtub. You can do it in, like, Joe, I'm sure you probably like to, like, you like to bathe in the toilet sometimes. You can do it in there if you want to.
I was going to say, you're gonna shave your pubes in the pool?
No,
I'm
not.
Whose pool is this? That's disgusting.
Well, that's Philadelphia. A lot of people do that in their pools.
Right.
Now they have the perfect haircut, too. You can use Manscaped's liquid formulations to keep that freshness even as the hottest summer barbecues. Most importantly, and Joe, you need this, the Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant. To stay cool in the heat.
For sure.
With a soothing aloe vera formula, it's very comfortable. It's the best in the business for below-the-waist freshness. And the clear dry formula will keep looking good while smelling good. Then Conan's favorite product, the Manscaped Boxers. And these are easily the most comfortable boxers you will ever put on. And the cool shed travel bag that Conan can load all his Manscaped products in and put it in his luggage when he travels to Mexico for AAA. Also, wearing sandals with some nasty toenails during the summer months? Well, take a look at the Shears 2.0, and it's a luxury nail grooming kit. It's perfect. The kit includes stainless steel nail cutters, tweezers, and grooming scissors. And with the performance package, your balls will be ready to impress, but make sure you cover the rest with the Shears 2.0. So get 20% off and free shipping with the code K100 at MANSEAPED.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. It's one of our favorite products. It's smooth sex summer, boys, so get on board or get left behind. You know, during the summer months, you got to keep that area taken care of.
Yeah, and the Shears 2.0 being one of their new releases, that's great for, I'm not sure, if I haven't seen Disco, but I know for a fact that I wear slides on my feet sometimes, and Conan is definitely a slide wearer, so that's great for guys that keep their feet exposed during the summer. You have that sweet nail trimmer kit.
Yeah, well, you know, this is our best-selling item for a reason. A lot of wrestlers in the business have reached out to us to take advantage of the special discount that you do when you put in our code. But, you know, they take care of you. And this isn't just for your nether regions. You can use it to shave your arms. You can use it under your arms. You can use it for your chest. You can use it for your face. Don't be like Joe and use the same one that you use on your balls on your face. Buy two different ones. They also have, like he said, the ball deodorant, a travel bag. This is excellent. They take care of you. They got shampoo. They got conditioner. We take care of you here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, with all our products are supplements to improve your health. With Legacy right. Supps, Manscaped, improve your look. You know, it's just this personal betterment.
How you look is how you're treated. And, you know, if you want to, you know, impress your significant other or the other sex or the same sex or whatever you're into, you want to be groomed and smelling clean. You know what I'm saying? And they take care of you. And like Disco said, the boxers are the most comfortable ones I've ever used. And that's all I ever use now. So take it from us. Check out Manscaped for all your grooming needs. Boom.
Next is from Matt Miller, subject is RFK Jr. Hey guys, thanks for all the great content, the Patreon bonus content. I was wondering if you listened to RFK Jr. and the Joe Rogan Show. So what'd you think? If not, what are your general thoughts about him as a potential presidential candidate? Thanks, and that's from Matt. Conan, did you see what's been going on with RFK Jr. the past couple days?
Exactly what?
Okay, so here's what happened. He went on Rogan's show, okay?
Right. I haven't seen it yet.
I've listened to it.
How was
okay?
it? Okay. He's a very interesting guy.
Easily for knowledge on subject matter, he's far the most intelligent.
And not only that, think about this. You know, Joe Kennedy, who was one of the first bootleggers, was an ambassador, which was his granddad. Right. John F. Kennedy was his uncle. You know, some people consider one of our greatest presidents. R.F. Kennedy, his dad, you know, was running for president, was attorney general, you know, and he's got, you know, Ted Kennedy, his other uncle, you know, imagine all the information that he has from the years growing up with the Kennedys, inside information that nobody else has.
And he's a litigator. So he's
right.
So
he went to Harvard. Bro, no, he went to Harvard Law School.
Very smart guy. Okay, so he's made a lot of claims and a lot of people, because you talk about
anti-vax.
He's anti-vax, and he's litigating a lot of vaccine injury cases, right?
Right.
So he's obviously saying a lot of things on that podcast, and people are calling him out, like saying, you know, so this guy, Dr. Peter.
Yeah, he's also saying that vaccines. He's also saying vaccines cause autism.
Among tons of claims.
And
all right?
YouTube, if you didn't see this, YouTube has removed videos of RFK Jr. For misinformation. So they're censoring
from Jordan Peterson. They censored vaccine information. Now here's the thing. Okay, he's written books. All right, so all of his claims are written books and stuff, and you can verify them, right? So Peter Hotez, who is his vaccine guy that's been on Joe Rogan's podcast before. And the funny thing about this guy's a doctor, okay? And he's a vax guy, right? He's one of the pro-vaccine doctors and everything. And when Rogan had Hotez on his show, he was at, you know, the guy's he's overweight, you know, and he's finding out this guy eats junk food, doesn't take vitamins. Isn't very healthy. Like, his diet isn't best. You know, and Joe's going, that's kind of weird for a health, you know, this is bizarre. Like, yeah,
right.
You don't think that's like, you know, and you're pushing a vaccine on everybody as like, that's how, like, that'll solve all your problems. You get vaccinated and stuff. And things. So that was when he was on Joe's show. So Peter Hotez went on social media and basically called out Rogan and Robert RFK Jr. For Joe, pull up Rogan's tweets, Joe. Pull up that thread. This is Conan would definitely like to be interested in this. Okay, actually, I'll pull it up. Let me go through this. Okay, so Hotez went on social media and basically, you know, let me find the clips here.
I got Joe Rogan's Twitter up on the screen here. Is this what you want to see, this clip where he grills Hotez?
No. No, we're not doing that. That's got nothing to do with it.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking about this. Okay, so Hotez goes on the show, or goes on Twitter, okay? Wow, I didn't realize this. This is all good stuff here, so.
Professor, go ahead, go molecular ahead. Virology is what
Boy, this has been going on a couple days. Okay, here we go. So this starts off with this. So Peter Hotez, and this is on June 17th. He goes on this. I'm surprised. I listened to the podcast and I follow Joe Rogan on Twitter. And everything. This has been big news on Twitter the past few days, Conan. I don't know if you've been, you've been on Twitter. This has been like all over Twitter, and everybody's chiming in on it. And it shows, and it was going to lead to a point I want to make about how what's happened to the left on this stuff, right? So Peter Hotez tweets, Spotify has stopped even short of trying to stem Joe Rogan's vaccine misinformation. It's really true that at Anna Merlin is just awful. And from all the online attacks I'm receiving after this absurd podcast, it's clear many believe this nonsense, right? So then Joe quote tweets him and says, Peter, if you claim what RFK Jr. is saying is, quote, misinformation, I'm offering you $100,000 to the charity of your choice if you're willing to debate him on my show with no time limit, okay? So he throws it out there. And then –
it's up to $600,000 because of
no, other no, no, no. It's up to $1.5 million.
Oh, is it?
Yes, everybody else is contributing. I want to hear this debate, right? Okay, so then, Peter Hotez tweets this and deleted it. Okay, be serious, Joe. What you throw out for your that's what you throw out for your hunting buddies on a weekend. A $50 million endowment, which you, Spotify, RFK Jr. can easily afford. Not for me, but so we can continue making low-cost patent-free vaccines for the world's poor. Preceded by RFK Jr.'s public apology. Huh. Okay? No, he hasn't even debated the guy yet. Okay?
Right.
So, okay? And he wants to, like, if I go on the show, the guy's got to apologize. And then right. Peter tweets, Joe, you have my cell, my email. I'm always willing to speak with you. And then Joe quote tweets him again. It's like, this is a non-answer. I challenge you publicly because you publicly quote tweet and agreed with this dog shit Vice. There's a Vice article. And it's a mess, right?
Yeah.
If you're really serious about what you stand for, you now have a massive opportunity for a debate that will reach the largest audience a discussion like this has ever had. If you think someone else is better qualified, suggest that person. Because basically, bro, they're throwing
that's
it out there.
Good.
RFK
yeah,
Jr.
That's good.
Been on my show and said stuff. We'll pay you to debate the stuff right. that you're trying to debunk publicly right. because, bro, we need it. We need there's so much distrust in the health institutions that we need public debates on this stuff because everything's very unclear. Stuff's right. getting real information is getting censored and stuff. And if it's coming for the wrong thing, okay. Conan, guess what?
What up?
Summer is here and the time is out to shed unwanted body fat for swimmer season with X-Lean 5 from our friends at Legacy Sports Nutrition. X-Lean 5 has a unique thermogenic and lipogenic formula to target fat cells and raise your metabolism at the same time. So when you combine it with restricted calories and quality exercise, you'll see amazing results, just like K100 listener Jay, who has lost 50 pounds and counting and 10 inches from his waist, and that's just one of the hundreds of K100 fam who are currently using Legacy products and love their results.
I'd be friend of the show, Jay Baca.
Jay Baca?
Yeah.
Legacy was founded by friend of the show, Nick Aldis. Nick personally answers customer questions and gives advice on getting in your best shape when you become a Legacy customer. He uses the products himself, so you know he believes in the results. Go to LegacySupps.com. That's LegacySupps.com and use code K100. It gets you a 10% discount to help support this show. And we're proud that so many K100 fam are bettering themselves and getting in their best shape ever and supporting LegacySupps.com and our show. With protein powders, greens, testosterone boosters, sleep aids, and more, Legacy has you covered. Level up with Legacy now at LegacySupps.com. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
So then then Peter Hotez tweets again. Joe, if you are serious about addressing vaccines and the fact that 200,000 unvaccinated Americans needlessly perished during our awful Delta BA1 COVID waves, including 40,000 in our state of Texas, because they fell victims to vaccine disinformation, I want to have that discussion. Then Joe quote tweets that and says, again, I'm going to ask you very clearly, are you willing to debate Robert Kennedy Jr. on my podcast? Right? So then the funny thing, they found an old tweet Joe found a tweet from Peter Hotez after this. Okay. When Tucker Carlson had one of his tweets where his Twitter tweets where he said, we're back. Then Peter tweeted this. I'm quite concerned. This is a previous tweet that he had done right in May. I'm quite concerned about the Elon Tucker link. Then fold in Rogan and RFK Jr. and becomes a pretty formidable coalition with neo-fascist leanings. In some ways, darker and perhaps more dangerous than Trump, in my opinion. Awful. I just hope Team Biden is preparing. Quote tweeted that from Peter Hotez, said that, are you sure I'm not part of a coalition with neo-fascist leanings? Seems like that what you really think or what you're projecting to the masses. All right. So this guy, Tom Nichols. Okay. Now, Tom Nichols is a guy from NBC that was a P-tape guy. He's like reported that, you know, this guy's like a, you know, whatever. This was the best tweet out of the whole thing.
Yeah, it was.
So Tom Nichols tweets, this is where the left is coming from on this. This is fascinating, okay? We're up to $1.5 million on contributing, like just getting people to debate. You're burying me publicly. You say you're the purveyors of truth. Okay, let's debate this because I've got a lot of data and facts that I think of data and facts, right? And the guy's a presidential candidate that's polling at like 23% for Democrats. Like, this is not some schmo, you know, it's like this is a guy that's trying to become president of the United States, right? So Tom Nichols tweets, no medical professional should ever agree to do this. Never. It elevates a conspiracy guy, demeans the medical professional, and will only convince the kooks out there that RFK is right because a real doctor took the time to debate him. Never debate a conspiracy theorist, okay? Then Joe has the best tweet out of this whole thing.
Home run.
That would be a great suggestion. If you could assure that the industry you were representing wasn't completely captured by heartless monsters who have a history of some of the biggest criminal finds in human history because their deception has cost hundreds of thousands of people their lives, it would be a great suggestion if the industry you were defending didn't occasionally look at human beings as an opportunity to generate insane wealth regardless of the tragic consequences. But you can't do that. So maybe it would be a good idea to have a fucking debate. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that tweet from Joe Rogan there?
Great. Excellent.
Excellent. Right. Okay. So then.
That's why he's the most listened to podcaster in the United States.
Okay. And that's where we're at right now with that. And the guy literally went on MSNBC and the MSNBC guy's like, I don't know why you would debate. And then he turned down the debate.
No.
It's $1.5 million. So who gets like in the public? The fascinating thing about this is the left is like all in line here with thinking that this guy should not do the debate. And like all the media saying he shouldn't do that. It's like that's fascinating.
And of course, note that RFK Jr. is a Democrat, too.
He's a Democrat.
So, yeah.
You know, like, I don't know. Like, you know, so, yeah, so that's where we're at right now. RFK Jr. is going on TV. He's making claims. But, bro, I've always said this. Why would you not want to debate a conspiracy theorist? It should be an easy win because the guy doesn't have facts. That's what you're arguing, all right? But the problem is that I think the reason Peter Hotez is not wanting to do this is because now it would open him up to some of the claims that he's made because he is on record saying we should be vaccinating kids. And this is him like recently, like children should be vaccinated. And there's no data showing that kids are affected by COVID. So like nothing. It's like this guy, you know, so I don't know that's where we're at right now. And, you know, it's just crazy. RFK Jr. is eventually going to have to debate somebody because he's making a lot of wild claims that like a lot of people on the right.
Vaccines and autism like, and everything.
Yeah, right. You know, so.
But I know we just spent a lot of time on it, but Matt's question was, what are your general thoughts about RFK as a potential presidential candidate, though?
Very good.
About that, yeah?
Bro, I mean, all the guys that don't come across as a bunch of just old windbags have merit in this race right now. Mm-hmm. Because Joe Biden is definitely very vulnerable. You know, I don't think the Democrats, like, he's not fit. He doesn't have a good favorability rating. Bro, what's his name? RFK Jr.'s favorability rating blows away Trump's and Biden's right now. Like, he's got a high, like, you talk about, like, the difference between favorable and not.
Bro, because you've got a new generation that's tired of the bullshit and the lies, and, you know, an older generation that's also finally so many years of being lied to that everybody, you know, he sounds like a breath of fresh air. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And don't forget, like you just said, Rogan, with whatever it is, 11 million listeners, RFK Jr. going on there makes him, he's talking to the people. He seems like a candidate of the people because he's on.
Yeah, it's almost like, remember when Bill Clinton went on Arsenio and that was like a real big thing?
Mm-hmm. Bro,
remember?
And he
did MTV interviews and stuff too. Yeah, yeah.
He's very honest too.
Yeah.
He's talking about, it's like, yeah, I was wrong. He's like, I was on, you know, I've seen other stuff he said, but he was talking about, like, hey, I was wrong on the Trump Russia stuff. I was on that train, like, stuff. The guy is very, like, he doesn't come across
right.
as like,
that's
a
what you like about him.
Right. It's like this guy's
right.
speaking.
He's trying to always be right. Like that guy from, and I know this is an extreme example, but Santos. Remember Santos, the guy from New York?
Yeah.
And he's, you know, he lied about his mother dying and he lied about all this other bullshit,
everything,
you know, and right. Everything. And he's still, you know, defending himself. And it's like, dude, really?
Right. Right.
You did none of that.
Right.
Just like Trump. You did none of that. Right. You've done nothing. You're always the victim. Come on.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
The book, The Real Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, Big Farm, and the Global War on Democracy and Public Health. That's RFK Jr. that wrote that book. Remember how big that book was?
And Joe Rogan starts off and said, he said, bro, if everything is true in this book that you wrote, he goes, the fact that you have not been sued by these guys is like, it just tells the whole story.
Yeah, because in that book, that's exactly what he did. He buried Fauci and Bill Gates, saying that they exaggerated the fucking pandemic to promote vaccines. Now, I don't know if they were getting paid for that. Maybe they were getting a cut. I don't know.
Well, I will tell you this. Right. Go ahead. It's a 3-hour podcast. It took me like 3 or 4 days to get through the whole thing. But I would listen to it.
It's worth listening to it. Yeah,
absolutely.
I'm going to listen to
it. Because it's one of those things, like, I'm listening to it. I got to do something else. But I can't wait to get back to where I can find some time to listen to it again. You know, so that's the way it was.
Bro, last thing I want to say about this. But, bro, do you know who he's married to?
No.
Cheryl Hines.
Who's that?
That was the wife on Curbing My Enthusiasm.
Curb Enthusiasm, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't think he'll ever be nominated. You know, I don't think he's too anti-establishment at this point.
Yeah, he is.
Did you vote for him?
Would I vote for him? No, he's a Democrat.